Well, despite his promises, the Prime Minister would struggle to put in place his new policy on climate change by the date he's named. Kevin Rudd is insisting that his government will bring in the emissions trading scheme on the 1st of July next year. But both the Greens and the Coalition are vowing to block such a change in the Senate. And the former Greens leader has told The World Today that he backs that stance. In Canberra, Lexi Metherill reports.
Labor needs to amend the Clean Energy Act for an emissions trading scheme to begin as it wants on July the 1st. But the Greens are hostile to the plan and they'll continue to hold the balance of power in the Senate until at least July. The government is now ramping up the pressure on the Greens. The Finance Minister, Penny Wong, on RN Breakfast.
My view is the Greens have got to start to be held responsible for their destructive impact on climate policy over these last years. I mean, we would have had a floating price had she and others not voted with Tony Abbott and extraordinarily Steve Fielding, who didn't believe climate change was real, in 2009 against a carbon price. Now, are the Greens Party really going to continue to make a contribution that is that negative to climate policy?
The Greens have the blessing of their former leader, Bob Brown. Bob Brown, when you were Greens leader, the party voted against Labor's first attempt to get an ETS through the parliament. Do you think that the Greens should do it again?
Well, I don't see why the Greens should change their position and vote for a $4 billion windfall for the big polluters against the interests of the wider community, including the business community. What the Rudd government is now saying is we're going to penalise people right across the board. We're going to strip money out of environmental programs, which are there to promote renewable energy, out of the biodiversity fund. That means less money for farmers. And we're going to give it to the big polluters.
Mark Butler, the climate change minister, says it would be utterly unforgivable for the Greens to vote against the introduction of an emissions trading scheme for a second time around. Assuming that Labor wins the election and takes this to the parliament after the election, wouldn't Labor have a mandate to bring in an ETS to follow through on its plan? And shouldn't the Greens support that?
Well, the Greens will have a mandate after the election to stand firm on climate change. And I think this current debate is going to see more people voting Green. There's a very wide community feeling that we need to tackle climate change, which is going to otherwise impact on our lifestyle, on the future economy, on the ability to create jobs. Australia should be a leader here, not at the back of the pack.
Doesn't it make more sense, though, for the Greens, if they want to reduce emissions, to lobby for a lower cap rather than lobby against this change?
Well, the Greens aren't a lobby group. They're a legislating group. They're parliamentarians. And they've legislated with a majority in the parliament the current scheme. And they have every right to stand firm on that legislation. It's not the Greens who are wanting to change things here. It's Tony Abbott and Kevin Rudd.
It's not just legislative hurdles the ETS faces. There's industry resistance to the cuts made to pay for the change, and it will require logistical work to be linked into the European Union's ETS as planned. After announcing he was stepping down as climate change minister a fortnight ago, Greg Combe pointed out it would be difficult to fast-track a scheme linked to the EU. The opposition's Treasury spokesman, Joe Hockey.
The government just hasn't thought this properly through. I mean, Greg Combe belled the cat a few weeks ago when he said it's not simple to move from a carbon tax to an emissions trading scheme.
The government's considered unlikely to recall Parliament before the election to pass its ETS plan, so it appears it will be an election promise. The climate change minister, Mark Butler, told ABC News Breakfast voters will know exactly what Labor's proposing.
We will be taking the clearest possible climate change policy to the next election. We'll have draft legislation for people who are interested in those sorts of things to look at. We've been very clear about how we would pay for this change, what the impacts on households will be, what the impact will be on business, and we'll also be clear about the way in which, importantly, we're going to cap or limit in a legal way the amount of carbon pollution that can be dumped into the atmosphere.
The Prime Minister has been challenging the opposition leader to debates at the press club. Now the Greens are taking it up to him. Greens leader Christine Milne says she would be delighted to debate the Prime Minister on the issue of climate change.
Lexi Metherill in Canberra.